After a game like that, you think at least I get a chair and sit down, huh?
Sorry.
I'm giving you a hard time.
That's it. Next week.
I'll say this. It was one heck of a football game. Always is when you play them. That's a very quality opponent. Dabo's done a great job with them. They got a great team. They competed very well. They made one more play than we did in the game. But I'm very proud of our kids. It's not a moral victory, but I ask our guys to get better today, take steps, learn how to compete, keep a psychological disposition to overcome, just keep playing. And we did that in a lot of areas. But there's still some mistakes we had made, and we got to learn to clean up the red zone a little bit. And we'll coach them a little better and put them in a better position and get them situated there. We had a critical turnover. We had a block kick, and we missed a kick and had plenty of opportunities. But, when you play a game, a caliber team, that way there's going to be some ups and downs. But there's a lot of fight in this team. There's a lot of competitiveness. And you also see there's a lot of very good young players. There's some guys in this team who can make plays that I'm very proud of that can get into that situation. And, offensively, defensively, special teams, our guys kept rising up, making hits. We were physical in the game. That was a physical football team we played. I mean, we didn't back down, and they ran. And it was hard running, hard sledding on both sides. I think they had 115. We had 71. But, we made plays, made explosive plays on offense. Our playmakers made plays down the field. Kellen made plays with his legs and his arm. And, we're tight end, back, receivers all made plays with some great young skill guys. Defense, we had some great efforts. They hit some third and longs that were critical in the first down in the first half down there in some situations, and it hurt us in the first half. But our guys stood up, got the big turnover, the fourth down stop on the fourth and two. It kept us in the game. Our guys come back out the second half and competed. Unfortunately, we had a missed slip up on the second half and one turnover. But, I take the blame. We trying to be too aggressive at times. So you got to play hard. You got to play to win. Our kids did that. I asked them to get better. I love the way they competed in the game, their psychological disposition to compete in the game and play the next play. We'll get better. We'll line up on Monday, and I think you see the chance in the team that we can have, and I think they do too. And we got to build on this and not let this be a negative. It hurts. There's no doubt, because you see how close you were to playing with the number two team in the country, and we're right there playing with them. But at the same time, we need to get up. We'll learn that. We'll learn to get over that hump, and then we'll learn to be that team and move on. But I'm very proud of them, and we got some work to do. Thank you.
To the right side, Gabe.
Hey, Jimbo, how could you describe exactly what we saw from your quarterback tonight?
Competition. A competitor and a leader. A guy will put his heart and soul on the field and lay it out there. Makes plays with his arm, makes plays with his legs, and the guys love him. They follow him, and they went up and made some big-time plays, on the field. And, you always leave plays out there, man. But, man, that guy's a competitor, and his heart's big. And the moment was not too big for him, and I loved it.
Second row, Olin, then Travis.
Jimbo, could you tell us just the perspective on the Courtney Davis play there at the end when we lost possession?
I mean, obviously, he was out of bounds. I mean, I didn't think so, obviously. And when you come out, and that's a tough call to make, in my opinion. That should be called from upstairs, and to make that call in the original part, because I thought it went around. But at the same time, listen, guys, that's calls. I mean, we can't whine over calls. That happened. That's ball, man. They called it. It wasn't there. We had to line up and go again. What I love, we still come. We got to went out and got a three and out, got to stop, lined up, went back down, scored another touchdown. Had a chance for a two-point play. And, didn't get it in. But from that perspective, it is what it is. And I don't think guys do it on purpose. That's part of the game. That's the ups and downs of the game. You got to take them.
Right front, Travis.
Coach, how important was it tonight and moving forward for Kellen to have such a variety of wide receiving options that can make big plays?
Well, it does, because it makes people so you can't double certain guys, and we got the ability. What I loved about him tonight, his decision-making, not only his scrambling, but he was reading coverage and going to second, third, and fourth receivers on the backside of calls once we had things, and he was reading coverage well, got in the groove, played well. And even, like I say, even we weren't moving the ball in the first half at time. We started off good, and we hit those laws. What I loved about him, he didn't panic and go forcing balls down the field. I mean, there was a couple, but when you throw that many balls against a good team like that, there's a couple going to have a chance. They're going to make a play on. But his composure in the game, his decision making was excellent, and for the most part.
To the left side, Mark, and then Ben.
Jimbo, I was wondering if you'd talk a little bit about the performance of your defense, especially the guys up front in the second half, as they really seemed to rally and shut them down for a long period.
They really did. I mean, what they have, 115 yards, and they got a couple runs by the quarterback late in the game, and that's what they go to, and we knew that. Adds an extra blocker, but we got pressure. We rocked him out, moved him out of the pocket. I don't know how many sacks. Did we get any sacks? Is there sacks on here?
Yes, sir. One sack.
One sack. We had pressures. I know we hit the guy a couple times. We made him move, scramble out of the pocket, throw the ball away. So our front seven, which is the key to any ball. I don't care what you say. You got to have a great front seven. You got to have an offensive line. And I think we got better in both areas tonight because the groups we were going against were very good.
Right side, Ben.
Clemson could have pulled away at various points. Right?
I'm sorry.
It looked like Clemson was on the verge of pulling away and putting y'all away at various points of the game. Why were y'all able to hang until the end?
Because they loved and competed. They played the next play. They didn't worry about the scoreboard. Didn't worry about the swing. Didn't worry about momentum. Controlled. Played the next play. and did what they could do, and that's what we asked them. And that's the way you have to play at a high level. You don't worry about those things. You control the next play. That's all you can control. And they stayed in the moment, and they competed their tails off, and that's what I'm proud of. There was a lot of heart and guts in that team.
To the left, Zach, and then Kirk, second row.
Jimbo, talking about the heart that your team showed tonight, is there anything they showed you that you didn't know beforehand? Anything that you found out?
Not that I didn't know. Maybe something they didn't know.
Second row,
I've
Kirk.
Been seeing it coming. I really do. I've been watching these guys get better, and I think there's a lot of growth in these kids. There's some phenomenal kids in that locker room, phenomenal people, competitors who care, and they're learning how to play together and be a team.
Second row, Kirk.
Jimbo, does the team have to prove to itself it can compete on this level, and did it do that? And
every time.
And
yes.
how much street cred do you get?
Each person, like you in your job, anybody in any job, you have to prove to yourself you can do your job. You have to. There's a point in it. You look up and you say, you know something, I can do this. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what your profession is. I don't care what it is. You know you're good at it, and you have a chance to have a career at it. And I think these guys did that. And then you got to learn how to do it as a team. That's the harder part. You do it as an individual, then you learn how to do it as a team, and the guys affect the guys around them. That's what I'm like. I'm starting to see leadership in guys who are affecting guys around and pulling them with them in the right direction. And that's the thing that's encouraging me right now. And we've got to continue to build on and grow on.
Coach, to the very back, behind the lights, Daryl, then Olin.
Coach, Daniel LaCamera has been great. Tonight mm-hmm. was not one of his better efforts. Was there anything about the snap, hold, anything?
No, he just pushed one, the first one. Then he made one. Then he had a long one. We had penetration, got blocked, which had nothing to do with him. That was up front, and we got penetration and got blocked. Then he come back and hit two big field goals in the second half, field goal in the second half. I thought he did a nice job after that. I mean, he made mistakes, just like you have a drop ball or anything else. But that had nothing to do with the outcome as far as, you know, we had opportunities, yes, and we'd love to have him. But he's a heck of a kicker, and we'll kick him every time.
Second row.
He's been doing a great job.
So, Jimbo, does this, in your mind, does this answer the question about, you know, the toughness issue and you are there now?
One day doesn't answer a question. It's got to be, it's go over a long period of time. Do I know that's in there? Yes. Do I know there's competitors in it? Now we got to line up and do it again next week. Do it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then Saturday. Then do it again the next week. Do it again the next week. Start liking it and make it a culture of who you are. But it's there, and they know it's there.
Front row right, Andrea, and then Stuart.
Jimbo, the touchback happens and it could have been a deflating moment, but then you get the ball back. What did you say to the team in the huddle?
I said we're going to have about a minute to get it. When we get it back in 2 minutes, because we're going to call two timeouts, the defense is going to get a stop. And I said, we do 2 minutes with no timeouts. We do it with one timeout, 2 minutes. We do 2 minute drill all the time. We spend a lot of time. When you play big time teams like you do in this league and everywhere else, it's coming down the end, just like the NFL. And you got to be able to manage the clock. And our kids did that. And we knew exactly the plays, you know, what we like to do. And we work a lot of 2 minute offense. And our kids did a heck of a job. And they got us in position to make a lot of plays.
Front row right, Stuart. And then we'll go to the left.
Jimbo, you mentioned, you used the phrase earlier, it's not a moral victory. Should your guys take pride in taking the number two team in the country to the last play?
Take pride in how you competed in the game. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if it's a number two team in the country. It matters how you played in the game and how you competed in the game and the toughness, effort, discipline, pride, and grit in which you played with. That's what you take from it. And that's where you take the next step and you grow. Now you take it and move on from there and keep doing it at a better pace and a more consistent pace.
To the left, and then Travis.
Jimbo, could you take us back to that moment where the touchback happens? It would have been an easy time for it to be a letdown, for guys to quit. What happened in that huddle, and why were they able to come out?
There was
so
time on the clock. That simple. There's time on the clock.
Travis.
Coach, Kendrick Rogers had a big game and came up with some really acrobatic plays. Is that something you've seen from him in practice?
Been playing his tail off. Last week, he had a good camp. And he got a little log, got a little tired, didn't come back the last week and a half. I said it coming in. He's going to be a good player. He's going to be a chance to have some big-time potential with his size and athleticism and strength. And he's been playing that way in practice.
Second row, Ben.
Jimbo, as you were walking off, the crowd was chanting your name even after a loss. What are your thoughts on that?
Hey, that's great. And I love the competition. I'd rather be chanting my name after a win. But like I say, chanting is one thing. That's great. And I love the passion of the people here. And it disappoints me that, you know, I couldn't make a call to help them win the game. And I got to do a better job.